So, Fusion was fucking fantastic. I really cannot wait to go to another Dark Odyssey event, or really any of those, like, several day kink events. They're fucking fantastic. And if any of you ever get the chance, you should totally go. Everybody is super welcoming. You get to see some crazy shit. While I was there, my one splurge purchase was this beautiful black and silver corset. It's a vest type one, so it's got that strong look to it. I put it with some pants one of you guys got me, and some boots. And I think I have my first real dominatrix outfit. Maybe I'll show you sometime, if you're good. While I was there, I did a lot of fun stuff. I did some hypno scenes in the pool, where I either held the guy in my arms, rested his poor little tired hypnotized head on my boobs, and then just whispered in his ear as I took him down deeper and deeper. It was funny because in this particular pool at the event, it was the only place in the entire huge fucking campgrounds that you were not allowed to fuck was in the pool. People fucked next to the pool, just, you know, not in the pool. But I don't think I really saw a single person in the pool with a bathing suit the entire weekend. It was like a nudist party. And it was kind of fun. So I got to play with some people in the pool. And as I'm talking to them and whispering to them, you could see their cock just getting harder and starting to stand up out of the water. It was so fun. I went and watched this guided masturbation through hypnosis class that went on by Leah Lore, and that was really fun to watch. I kind of want to do one sometime at one of these events. I'll have to and just do a guided jerk off through hypnosis session. I wonder how many people would show up. Sadly, these events kink scene is mostly everything by hypnosis. There's only a couple hypnosis things, very small hypno crowd, but I'm into a lot of the femdom stuff and beating people, and the amount of dungeon equipment they have there. Oh, fuck. Oh, I had fun. Anyways, you should definitely try one sometime. Now, for the rest of this month, I guess I have a couple days, I'm going to try and release one final file for this month, and I'm thinking 20 to 30 minutes, but I haven't even started on the script yet, so we'll see. I'm gonna go take a shower. I'm gonna think about what I want to put into it, what I want to do to you. The rough idea in my mind right now is countdowns. Well, actually, count ups. Soon, when you hear me say something like 1, 2, 3, 4, really any number, it's going to turn a little dial in your head that involves pleasure, and it's going to make you feel exactly the pleasure I want you to. One of those numbers is going to be building your arousal, one of those numbers is going to be putting you on the edge, and one of those numbers is going to take you over. I may make it a JOI. I may make it a hands-free orgasm. I'm not sure which, honestly. Maybe I'll make both for my extra content patrons. I was also thinking of doing something a little bit naughty, you know, for those that are in states where it's legal. Naturally, I would never advise anybody to illegally do things, but you know, for the states where marijuana is legal, I might make a version to get high to, because why not? So let's fuck with your brain a little bit more. I don't know. We'll see. I'm going to go figure that out right now. I missed you guys. Hopefully you missed me at least a little bit. Bye-bye, Hypnoslave.